Again, I want to begin by saying what an honor it is to be with you here today. It's my first message preaching as a man under ordination. Amen. The message that the Lord has laid on my heart today, I preached a message not too long ago called "The Dirty Bird That Got Away." Amen. I use that as an example to facilitate the freedom that is in Christ Jesus. This is part two of that sermon. And the word that I want us to lock in on today is one word and one word only: access. We have access to the kingdom of God through and only through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. When me and Brother Danny goes into the jail and Brother Chris once a month, there's a huge door that stands before us and it's locked. And only the one that has the authority to open that door is the one that can let us in. And until that moment arises, we stand outside of the door and we do not have access into that room. When he opens that door, we walk through it, and then they close that door, and we also don't have access to leave until they open that door. Amen? Now, sometimes it's good to be behind a locked door. A door provides security and protection. Isn't it amazing that in John chapter 10, Christ calls himself the door? I had a brother of mine who was preaching in a church, and church got out at nighttime. He was preaching a revival, and all of a sudden, as he's standing back by the pulpit, all the lights go out. And he says, "Okay, I think I know where I'm at. I think I remember my way to the door." And he starts walking around, and before you know it, he's bumping into the furniture. He's bumping into the pews. He's bumping into the wall. He don't have a clue where he's going. He's walking in total darkness. Amen? That is the condition of the world today. That is why Jesus addressed the Pharisees. He said, "I am the door." Amen? You don't have access into where you are desiring to go because you are walking and groping in darkness. When I was on this last mission trip, I left Monrovia, Liberia, to go to Sierra Leone, where the Ebola virus had broken out a year before, to go and to encourage them brothers that had been ravaged by this disease. 15,000 people lost their life from this disease. And we drove all day long on, I don't know if you even could call it a road, amen? It looked more like a trail down in the middle of the mountains. And as we was leaving Monrovia, as we were leaving one community going into Sierra Leone, we got to where we were going, and the man checked our credentials, but the gate was locked. There we stood, feet, inches away from entering into Sierra Leone, our desired place that we had been waiting to arrive and to preach the word unto these people. But we were so close, but yet we were so far away. Ah, but the porter sent a servant, amen. He said, "We just don't have the keys. Run and fetch the keys to the servant," he says. In about 15 minutes later, here comes the servant. And he hands the keys to the porter, amen. And I look at these keys. They were two keys and they were golden, hanging on a red string. And I thought, praise God, about how to fit inside that car. We've got access now to where we want to go and where our desired established place is. And I thought that's what Christ did for us. We were standing outside of the door, groping in darkness with no access. And Christ came to this earth. He said, "I am the light of the earth." He gave us access. He is the door. Amen. Praise his holy name. In Romans chapter 3, verse 24. Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom have God set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are passed through the forbearance of God. Through the what? The righteousness of his blood. We have blood access through Christ Jesus. Turn with me to Romans chapter 5. Therefore, let me tell you something about the word therefore. Whenever you hear the word therefore, you're getting ready to step off into something. Amen? That word therefore is not just there to lead you into what it's getting ready to say. That word is saying, look, I've got something that you're getting ready to get into, and it's deep. Amen? You're about ready to step off into something. I got a friend of mine that's been preaching a long time. He says he can't swim a lick. He says, and when he gets close to deep water, he gets nervous. Amen. He says, in a lot of the scriptures and passages in the Bible, I know I'm walking on the water's edge. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to me now, chapter 2. By whom also we have what? Access by faith into his grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. He has given us access down in Romans chapter 5, verse 8. But God commended his love toward us so that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through him. Him, the personal pronoun is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He is the one, only, and true way. Access into the throne room of God. Go with me, Will, to Ephesians. Remember now, concentrate on that word, access. Go with me, Will, to Ephesians chapter 2. Verse 18. For through him, who's him? The personal pronoun is Jesus Christ. Through him, we have what? Access. Listen to me now. For through Jesus Christ, we, who's we? Jews and Gentiles, both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Let me tell you something here real close. The access that we have is Jesus Christ, amen. The agent is the Holy Ghost of God. The author of this whole thing that we reside in is God the Father, amen. And the actuator is what? By faith we have access into the throne room of heaven. Whew. You know, out in Hollywood, everybody that's a movie star is looking for what? An agent. What does an agent have that they don't have? I'll tell you what he's got. He's got access. Amen. The Holy Ghost of God is mine and your access. Oh, praise his name. 2:18. Access is Christ. The agent is the Holy Spirit. The author is God the Father. What love is it that the King of all kings, the Lord Jesus Christ, would lay down his life for mankind, come down on this earth in the form of in flesh, allow himself to be beaten, allow himself to be spat upon, allow himself to be ridiculed, allow himself to be hung on a cross in the shame that he went through, just to give you and I access to the Father. Amen. Turn on with me to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 12. In whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of Him. Who are we talking about Him? Again, we're talking about Jesus Christ, the one and only way. We're talking about Jesus, the door. We're talking about Jesus, the one who gave us access to the Father. In Hebrews 10, listen to me now, in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 9. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. Again, through Jesus Christ, we have access. Amen. In Mark chapter 1, verse 40. When I preached this message last time, I knew in my heart, I said, Lord, I'm missing something. I got down on my knees and I cried out to Him. I knew that there was something that I was missing and overlooking in this sermon. Amen. And I prayed to Him and He just spoke a word in my heart. One word He given me. He said, access. Mark chapter 1, verse 40. And there came a leper to Him, beseeching Him, and kneeling down to Him, and saying to Him, if Thou wilt, Thou canst make me clean. And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth His hand and touched Him, and saith to Him, I will, be Thou clean. And as soon as He had spoken immediately, the leprosy departed from Him, and He was cleansed. Here's a man that had no access to His people. He had no access to worship the one and true and holy God. He had to walk around outside the gate with his hand over his mouth saying, unclean, unclean, unclean. But then he meets a man named Jesus one day, and Jesus comes upon him and broods upon him in the power of His Holy Ghost, and He gives him access. Can you imagine how much you love the church today? Brother Scott, can you imagine having to stand outside that door or in the window and you just couldn't look in? You can't be a part of what's going on in here. Brother Danny, you got to stand outside below the steps. You ain't even allowed on the steps. You got to stand on the sidewalk. Amen. Unclean, unclean. And you're watching your own people in here worshiping God and praising God, but you don't have access. You talk about a heartbreaker. And he goes on, and Jesus said, see thou say nothing to any man, but go thy way. Show thyself to the priest and offer for thy cleansing those things which Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. Now here in a moment, we'll go to Leviticus 14 and I'll explain what Jesus was saying. He was quoting the Old Testament, amen? Go show thyself unto the priest. In Leviticus 14, there was a specific law, there was a specific way that a man had to come before a priest when he had the disease of leprosy. So Christ was fulfilling the Old Testament law, word for word, dot for dot. And he was telling him, go show thyself unto the priest. How blessed are we today? Now, you know, the last time I preached on this sermon, this time I'm circling in on one word, access. Turn with me, will, to John 3. 3:8. You already heard me teach on this before, but there was some of you that wasn't here. What led this spiritual leopard to the one true physician that had the power to heal him? Amen. Was he suddenly become spiritually intelligent that day? Or was there a supernatural element involved in leading him and guiding him to the one man that could give him access? Hey, why are you sitting in these pews today to hear the word of God? Amen. Is it because it's hereditary that you know Jesus is Lord and Savior? Did one day you suddenly think, well, I want to know more about this man named Jesus? There's none that's righteousness. There's none that seeketh after God. We've all like sheep gone astray. I'm telling you, there was the Holy Ghost of God that brooded upon you one day. The wind bloweth. Ah, the wind. The wind is the person of the Holy Ghost of God. That's the name. That's the name given, the wind. The wind blows. It has movement. Amen. Now, we can't see it, but we can see the effects of the wind when it's moving the trees. We can't see the wind, but we can see the effect of the wind when we see a man coming to Jesus as Lord and Savior. Amen. We can't see the wind, but when I watch a man kneel down and cry out to Jesus to save his soul, the wind blew that day. Where it listeth, and now hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell where it cometh and where it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. In that one verse, you have the person of the Spirit, you have the work of the Spirit, and you have the sovereignty of the Spirit. In Acts 18:48, and though as many as was ordained to hear, that word ordained means chosen. They were the ones that heard the gospel as the man of God preached the word of God, and the Holy Ghost of God revealed that they needed access, but until that moment they were denied. Amen. But that day Christ came in the power of his Holy Spirit. He said, I'm the door. Come to me. I'm opening it for you. And the Spirit of God revealed them, and they walked through. The problem with a lot of religion today is that men stand outside the door thinking that they have access. Remember what I told you yesterday when they were examining me? Are you born again? I don't know for sure. Well, let's go interview a man that's been struck by lightning. You ever been struck by lightning? Oh, yeah, I've been struck. Let me tell you what it's like. Let me tell you something. You think that leper that day, when he walked away, hey, sir, I saw you yesterday and you were ate up with leprosy. And now today I look at you and you're sound and you have strength and you have color and you have vitality. What happened to you? Oh, I met a man, amen. I met a man named Jesus. And he healed me. He gave me life. And now I can go and worship with my brothers and sisters inside the tabernacle, amen. I can partake of the blessings that the Lord has given me now. Turn with me to John chapter 9. John chapter 9, verse 1. We'll probably go on down to 9 or 10. And as Jesus passed by and saw a man which was blind from his birth, and his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, neither this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me. While this day, the night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. And when he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. And he said unto him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. He went his way, therefore, and washed, and came seeing. Amen. Here's a blind man. He was blind from birth. Amen. He had no access, but he had a moment in time where he was going to meet a man that was going to change his entire being. Amen. He's blind and he sits and he begs. But one day here comes a man and his name's Jesus Christ, the one who gives access. And he meets this man that changes the very interior of his being. And Jesus had compassion on him. And he bends down and spits and he makes clay and he takes and he touches the blind man's eyes. And he says, now, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which means sent. But let me tell you where Siloam got its water from, amen. Siloam got its water from Mount Zion. It wasn't just a pool, amen. It was a fountain of living water. Christ was sending the blind man to his own self. He says, go wash in the pool of living water. And he opens the blind man's eyes. And now he can see. He gives him light. Jesus says, I'm the light of the world. Folks, we're living in a world that is spiritually blind. We're living in a world that has no access to the one true and living God. Listen to what Jesus says, the example. As long as I'm in the world, I am the light of the world. But in chapter 4, he says, I must work the works of him that sent me. He says, I must work. Jesus had his day, amen? And you and I have got our day. And Pleasant View Baptist Church has got its day to make a difference in this lost and dying world, to take the message to those that are groping in spiritual darkness and tell them Jesus Christ is your access. The night cometh You know what one of my biggest fears is? That when I die and stand before the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords, that I didn't take advantage of the day that he has given me. The opportunities to go and to tell and to preach and to pray and to plead and to cry out, Jesus Christ is your access. Christ is the example. I must work the works that he has sent me to do. In Genesis chapter 3, now we know the serpent is more subtle than any beast of the field. Chapter 3, verse 1. And he puts doubt into the woman. He says, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, or lest you die. Now we know that Satan always wants to cast doubt on the word of God, and we know man always wants to change the word of God. He told him you couldn't eat it. He didn't tell him you couldn't touch it. Amen? He told him you couldn't eat it. Now here's Eve. She's wanting to change the word of God, and that's what's going on in all this world today, is people's wanting to alter the door, the only one that can give you access. And we know that they both ate it. We know the story. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wives hid themselves from the presence of the Lord amongst the trees of the garden. See, that's what's going on in religion today. Hey, amen. We're hiding ourselves in the midst of the tree of the garden. But I can categorically guarantee you that as Christ came to the garden, he's coming back to this earth one day. Amen? And you're going to find a bunch of people that's looking and searching for trees to hide under and hide around, because when they hear the master coming, they know that they have no access. And in chapter 9, he asked the question to Adam, where art thou? You know what I wrote? You know what I wrote in my Bible? A question for the whole world. Where art thou? At this very moment in time, if Christ was to come and call your name, what would your reaction be? Would you be running and hiding behind the trees of the garden? Would you be afraid? Would he be calling out, where art thou? Folks, I don't want to run from God. I want to run to him. Amen. I want to know beyond a shadow of a doubt, and I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that I'm justified not by anything that I've done, but by the blood of Jesus. Look in verse 24. Here's the sad thing. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword which turned everyone to keep the way from the tree of life. My brother spoke today about the cherubims, amen? You know what Satan was? He was a cherub, amen? He was a high-ranking, the highest-ranking angel. Guarding the throne of God. That's why you have a cherub guarding the Garden of Eden. That meant that they had what? No access. Thrown out. It was on the mercy seat when he told Moses what to do. Cherubs, guarding the mercy seat. Let me tell you something. The holiness of God will not be putrefied by corruption. You either have access by the blood of Jesus, you've either been justified, sanctified, and glorified by the Master's hand, or you are outside of the garden. Turn to Leviticus 14 and we'll finish up here. Is that just like the time clock? As soon as you get started, you got to stop. Remember what I told you in Mark chapter 1, verse 40? The Lord said, go show yourself to the priest. Here we go. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, it shall be the law of the leper in the day of cleansing. He shall be brought unto the priest, and the priest shall go forth out of the camp. The priest shall look, and behold, if the plague of leprosy be healed the leper, and then shall the priest command to take for him that is to be cleansed two birds alive and clean in cedar wood and scarlet and hyssop. And the priest shall command that one of the birds be killed in an earthen vessel over running water. And for the living bird, he shall take it, and the cedar wood, and the scarlet, and the hyssop, and shall dip them in the living bird, in the blood of the bird that was killed over running water. And he shall sprinkle upon him that is to be cleansed from the leprosy seven times, and shall pronounce him clean, and shall let the living bird loose into the open field. Oh my goodness. See, the leper that was cleansed, don't make this short and sweet, he had to go out and get two birds, amen? Two living birds that were considered clean. And if one bird was the stronger bird, that was the bird that was to be killed, amen? Oh, I'm telling you, do you get where I'm coming here? There was one bird with the other bird, the one strong bird who had done nothing wrong, and here comes the dirty bird, which is you and me, and it's putting a vessel over running water. This is he who came by water and blood, amen, in John. And this is he who came by water and blood. This is the witness of the Holy Ghost of God. They were put in a vessel, and one bird, the bird that was innocent, was killed, and the living bird, the bird that was the dirty bird, was set free. Amen. In Timothy, it talks about great is the mystery of godliness. He came in the flesh. What it's talking about there in the mystery. Mystery means something that must be revealed. Let me tell you something. In Psalm 103, verse 2, I'll start in verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul. You don't need to turn now. I'll read it. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Who hath forgiven all thine iniquities? Who healeth all thy diseases? In Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal spirit, he's given you access, amen? But let me tell you something. David says, before he gives me access, he's going to deal with what? My iniquities. And then when my iniquities are dealt with, then the sins healed, amen? How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal spirit, you cannot have justification without sanctification. And you cannot have sanctification without justification. But listen to what I'm telling you. He always deals with the sin before he deals with the healing. Amen. He always administers the blood before the oil. How much more shall the blood of Christ? The blood is what's giving you access. Whose blood? Jesus' blood. Listen to me now, and we'll quit. Chapter 7, verse 14. The priest shall take some of the blood of the trespass offering, and the priest shall put it upon the tip of the right ear of him that is to be cleansed, and upon the right hand, and upon the right toe. Now, you heard me say it before. Did he put the oil on his ear first, or did he put the blood? The priest shall put the blood on his ear. Remember what I told you? You better be careful what you hear. Then he put it on his thumb. You better be thoughtful of what you've done. Amen. And then he put it on his toe. You better be careful where you go. Don't you ever forget, you were the bird that was set free. Amen. And you wasn't set free without a price and a penalty. Then he goes on down here. After he takes a log of oil, and the rest of the oil that is in the hand shall the priest put upon the tip of the right ear of him that is to be cleansed. The blood was applied first, and then the oil. He put the blood on his ear. Now he put the oil. Now you're ready to hear. Then he puts the oil on his thumb. Now you're ready to get it done. Amen. And then he put it on his toe. Now you're ready to go. In the power of God's Holy Spirit, he has given you access into the throne room of God, into the Holy of Holies. Amen. One word when I think of my master. I told these brothers yesterday, I can think of one word for old Donald Browning when I think of Jesus. Thank you, Master, that you've given me access. If he was sitting here today, I'd crawl on my hands and feet and face. I wouldn't even look at him. I'd crawl to his feet because I could feel them scars. And I'd say, Lord, thank you for the access that you've given me. Is there a king like him? Somebody tell me. Buddy. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Praise his holy name that he's given us access. He said, I am the door. Won't you walk through if you've received the invitation? Amen. There will come a day. They asked me yesterday when they were examining me. They said, Brother Don, what's the final estate of a man? I said, you're going to receive a body. You're going to taste, you're going to touch, you're going to feel, and you're going to experience. But it's going to be in a place that is unimaginably dark with great punishment like you've never imagined. And you will have no access to the man who could have changed all that for you. Jesus said the door will be shut. Don't you hate to be behind a closed door?